The federal government has decided to constitute the 11th National Finance Commission to finalize a new formula for distribution of resources, as the finance ministry disclosed on Tuesday that it spent 638 billion rupees on subjects which, under the constitution, are provincial matters. The 638 billion rupees spending in four provinces, Islamabad territory and special areas, is exclusive of any development spending, indicating that a huge chunk of federal money is still pouring into provinces without any legal obligation. For the first time, the Ministry of Finance made public a write-up covering current expenditures of the federal government on health, education, and social protection subjects, ahead of notifying the new commission. The ministry said that these subjects stand devolved to the provinces with the enactment in April 2010 of the 18th Amendment. The amendment transferred several subjects from the federal legislative list to the provincial domain, effectively decentralizing power and responsibility, and allowing provinces greater financial and legislative autonomy, it added. The report revealed that the federal government spent a total of 638 billion rupees in four provinces, special areas and Islamabad district in the last fiscal year on health, education and social protection. The amount was 36 billion rupees higher than the preceding year, showed the report. The spending on the development projects were in addition to 638 billion rupees, which the finance ministry did not disclose. Meanwhile, during the April 28 meeting of the Council of Common Interests, the federal government informed the four provinces that it was in the process of establishing the 11th National Finance Commission to finalize the 8th award. It has already written letters to the provinces and sought their nominations for technical members. Sindh has again nominated Dr. Asad Saeed as its technical member, while the Sindh finance minister will be the other constitutionally nominated member on the commission. Under the constitution, every government can have two representatives, one finance minister and one technical member. The commission is set up for a period of 5 years, and the 10th commission is going to meet its term on July 23 without finalizing the 8th award. The last award was finalized in 2010, which expired in 2015. Since then, the President of Pakistan has been extending the last consensus award every year on an ad hoc basis. The Khyber Pakhtunkhwa government pressed the federal government and the CCI to call the meeting of the 10th Commission and announce an interim award, said Muzamil Aslam, the KP's finance advisor to the chief minister, while talking to the Express Tribune. He said that the KP government has not yet nominated its technical member for the 11th Commission, due to the reason that it wanted the meeting of the 10th Commission before the budget to get its due share on account of net Hidel profit and merged districts.